No news. Opposition Uganda People's Congress has expressed concern over the government's reported plan to scrap allowances for intern doctors, warning that the move could negatively affect Uganda's health care system and medical training. Speaking to journalists at Uganda House in Kampala, UPC President Jimmy Akeno said intern doctors play a vital role in delivering health care services in hospitals across the country. He adds that removing their allowances could demotivate trainees and exacerbate existing staffing challenges in the health sector. Akeno noted that the intern doctors work long hours, respond to emergencies and support the day-to-day operations of hospital wards. He said it is unfair to classify them as students or assigning them responsibilities typically carried out by fully qualified doctors without providing adequate facilitation. Akena has called on the government to reconsider the proposed policy and instead increase funding for intern doctors' facilitation and allowances.
We should be valuing the whole issue of life. Life is far more important than anything else. Number one priority, how do we protect the lives of the citizens of Uganda? Diseases are there. They are going to attack. How do you protect them? You must have the right team and the right equipment and the right medications. If you don't have that one, we have betrayed the people of Uganda. Because if you don't have life, there's no production you're going to do. There's no work you're going to do. You'll be dead. And also, we lose a lot of man hours. When somebody is down, the barrio and everything. No, we need to look at when somebody is alive, how do we protect that life? And you cannot do it without the medical teams. So the intels are not as can be dispensable. They're essential. Those are not, even when we had COVID, those were essential workers. The medical workers were essential workers. All the workers which I'm trying to talk about, who deserve housing, who deserve better conditions of living, those are essential workers in that we need them for Uganda to operate. And there's no way you can deal with the health services without the team there. What Uganda needs is a well dedicated and motivated team who can deliver professional health services to the people of Uganda. And it has been done before. Ugandans have been able to deliver those services, and we must be able to do so before. If you check around and look for examples, the program which was done in the 60s is a stellar program, and I'll defend it up to the day where I stand before God. That program works for the people of Uganda, and we're capable of doing something similar and better because we have hindsight. We have better training facilities. We have more personnel to do so. So we should not have an excuse. If our forefathers were able to do so when Uganda only had 400 doctors, were able to deliver such services, what is our excuse today?